Exclusive: House Republicans to force vote on sanctions against Chinese officials who covered up coronavirus. By Matthew Boyle on July 23, 2020. House Republicans are expected to force a vote Thursday on the floor on legislation that would sanction Chinese Communist Party figures who silenced whistleblower doctors to conceal the true threat of the Wuhan coronavirus. House Democrats, however, under orders from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, are expected to block the measure, thereby protecting the Chinese officials who covered up the origins of the pandemic. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's team confirmed to Breitbart News that Republicans will move to consider this legislation on Thursday on the House floor. McCarthy intends to force a vote on a bill from Representative John Curtis, RUT, that would hold the Chinese officials who covered up the coronavirus pandemic accountable. The bill from Curtis would authorize the imposition of sanctions with respect to the deliberate concealment or distortion of information about public health emergencies of international concern, and for other purposes. The 12-page legislation notes Chinese Dr. Li Wenliang warned his medical school classmates of an outbreak of an unknown SARS-like virus back on December 30, 2019. But on January 3, 2020, just a few days later, Wuhan's Public Security Bureau detained, questioned, and forced Dr. Li Wenliang and seven other doctors to sign a letter confessing he had made false comments that severely disturbed the social order. Later, on February 7, 2020, a month after he was admitted in Wuhan Central Hospital, Dr. Wenliang died of a severe case of coronavirus. China's National Health Commission publicly denied COVID-19 was person-to-person transmissible until January 15, 2020. Despite having uncovered contrary evidence in late December 2019 and being alerted of the transmissibility of COVID-19 on January 1, 2020, Rep. Curtis' bill continues. The bill cites several other by Chinese officials, including how some tried to falsely claim the coronavirus originated in the United States, and then noted that the Democrat chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Representative Adam Smith, DCA, actually defended the Chinese Communist Party covering up the coronavirus pandemic in a floor speech on July 21 when Smith of the Chinese Communists, it's not actually their job to warn the American people. The next section of the legislation would authorize sanctions against any Chinese government official, or a senior associate of such an official, that is responsible for, or complicit in, ordering, controlling, or otherwise directing, or financially benefits from, acts intended to deliberately conceal or distort information, including through forced detentions or disappearances of persons, about a public health emergency of international concern, including COVID-19 or any Chinese official who has materially assisted, sponsored, or provided financial, material, or technological support for, or goods or services in support of acts that involve covering up the pandemic. The sanctions would bar those people from the United States and have other financial impacts on the Chinese officials. While the Republicans intend to force this vote, the Democrats are very likely to oppose imposing sanctions on the Chinese officials.